Well, the priest was being transferred from his parish where he had been for many years, and they threw him a big going-away banquet. A leading local politician and member of the congregation was chosen to make the presentation and give a little speech at the dinner, but he got delayed. So the priest decided to say a few words on his own while they waited for the politician to show up. The priest said, "You know, I got my first impression of this parish from the very first confession I ever heard here. At first, I thought I was assigned to a very sinful and horrible place, because the first person who entered my confessional had told me he had broken all 10 commandments, including stealing, embezzling, and illegal drug use. I was appalled. But as the weeks went on, I knew that my people were not all like that, and I had indeed come to a fine parish full of good and holy and loving people." After the priest finished his talk, the politician arrived, full of apologies at being late. He immediately began to make his presentation and give his talk. "You know, I'll never forget the first day our parish priest arrived," said the politician. "In fact, I had the honor of being the first person ever to go to confession to him." Well, I am the priest that got transferred here, so I'm very happy. Well, I'm very happy to be here. My name is Father Pefley. I come from Leesburg, where I was for almost 5 years. And so happy to be here with my good friend, Father Jim Barquette. We were in the seminary together. He had his 25th this year. I had my 25th anniversary last year. So happy to be here at St. Mary's, such a wonderful parish family. You have such a great reputation for being a very active parish, filled with hospitality and warmth and friendliness and service of Jesus Christ and service to the community, especially to those in need. So it's going to be, for me, a wonderful joy to be serving you and to be here. A little background on me. I'm from the city, the outskirts of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly shove. I mean love. And I came down here to go to college, a small Catholic college in Front Royal called Christendom. And that's where I discovered that God was calling me to become a priest. Through spending time making holy hours before the Blessed Sacrament, the Lord put it on my heart that He was calling me to be a priest. And I decided to apply for the Diocese of Arlington, and I went to Mount St. Mary's Seminary up in Emmitsburg for 4 years, and then after ordination, was privileged to be at different parishes throughout the diocese, like St. Andrew's and St. Clair's, and Centerville and Clifton, and Our Lady of Angels in Woodbridge, and so many beautiful parishes. I was 10 years as pastor of Holy Trinity in Gainesville, and then St. John's in Leesburg. And, of course, very happy to be here. I'm blessed still to have my mom and dad. They'll be, hopefully, in September celebrating their 58th wedding anniversary. My mom will be 94 in August. My dad is 87. He takes care of my mom. And, sadly, he was just diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer just a couple weeks ago. So please remember him in your prayers so he can be with us to continue to take care of my mom. I'm blessed with two sisters. One lives right near my mom and dad in Philadelphia. She teaches at Villanova University. My other sister and her 7 kids and husband live here in Great Falls, and she teaches Catholic Montessori at Siena Academy. My 7 nieces and nephews, 2 have graduated from Franciscan University of Steubenville. One's at Mary Washington now. One's going to University of Nebraska, where my brother-in-law went. My mom and dad met in the Legion of Mary back in the 1950s, and when they got married, they started their own business called the Catholic Shop. We had the Catholic Shop in Chantilly for 20 years. That was my mom and dad's store, but that closed down a few years ago. And some of my own personal hobbies, I'm a juggler, so I juggle fire torches, not inside the church. I juggle machetes and swords. I taught my sister, now she's my half-sister. I also juggle bowling balls, tennis rackets, baseball bats, and declawed kittens, anything I can find. But also enjoy If you go on my website, fatherpethley.org, you can show the kids videos of me juggling fire torches and things. Also, I went skydiving for my 50th birthday 3 years ago, so that's up there. I do enjoy golfing and scuba diving and ultimate frisbee, so I'd love to play ultimate frisbee with the youth group here. I love books and literature and music, but above all, I love our Lord Jesus Christ and His Blessed Mother. As a priest now for 26 years, I love serving the Lord as a priest and doing the weddings and baptisms and hearing confessions and helping souls become closer to God. And that's what it's all about, is getting to heaven and helping as many people get to heaven as well. I think it really ties in so well with today's gospel, because the Lord has 72 disciples, and then He sends them out to be apostles, to evangelize. And I think what we should take from today's gospel is that each one of us is called to be two things: disciples of Christ and apostles of Christ. What is a disciple of Christ? A disciple is somebody who sits at the Lord's feet and spends time with Him. A disciple is a student, a follower, someone who learns. And so we sit at Jesus' feet. We receive Him in Holy Communion. We adore Him in the Blessed Sacrament. And we want to grow in holiness. That's why God created us, to become saints. God wants all of us to become saints, to live a life of holiness and discipleship. And so we become disciples of Christ by daily prayer, spending time with the Lord each day in prayer and silence, and then reading Scripture, especially the Gospels, and meditating upon the Holy Rosary, the life of Christ and our Holy Mother. And then, after being disciples, then we're called to be apostles, to evangelize. Notice the Lord sent out the 72, and they went out to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So we cannot keep the faith to ourselves. We're called to evangelize, to spread the faith, to bring other people back, to bring back the fallen away Catholics, to bring back those who have drifted from the Lord, and to welcome others to learn more about Christ and our faith. You know, it's interesting, at the Mass, we are disciples of Christ because we listen to the reading and the homily. We grow in holiness. But then at the end, the priest says, "The Mass is ended. Go forth to love and serve the Lord." Or, "Go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord." The very words of the word Mass means the sending forth. So at the Mass, we come to be disciples, but then we're sent out to be apostles.